Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, coming up right around 8:20, 8:25-ish. We're going to be opening up the phone lines, letting you guys call in and sound off and talk about your dad, since Sunday's Father's Day and a lot of us have tomorrow off because of Juneteenth. We're going to talk about dads today and like all those fun little things that your dad used to tell you growing up. You know?
Dadisms.
Little dadisms. Little stories, little tidbits, little things that dad used to say. And you're like, whatever, dad.
Little sayings.
What were some of dad's famous sayings? We want to talk about that. And we'll want your calls and comments coming up right around 8:20 with JKJ. Mix 100. It's going to be another hot day today, about 96 in the Mile High City. That means I got a bunch of goofy kids probably running around my house in the air conditioning all day today. There's a kid over yesterday.
Ooh, not a fan.
Well, and they're probably on one, too.
I am not a fan. Yeah, they're rowdy AF, and they're jumping all over the place, and this one kid's kind of a punk, so.
Well, I can already feel my because it's hot attitude coming up, so I get it with the kids. Like, when it gets like this, you're just waking up on one, right?
So, yeah, well, there's one in particular, though. I don't care if it's hot or cold or, you know.
They're just a jerk.
Every time they're over, I'm like, I don't like this kid. And I feel bad, you know, as being a grown adult and you look at this little child, you're like, I hate you.
You know what's funny, though? I've had those moments, too, where you're just like, Zoe, really? This is the friend? This
exactly.
Is the kid you're
I'm like, this is who we want to be hanging out with? Because I don't think that's a good idea, because I hate this kid.
Your friends are a reflection of you.
And I'm very short with them when they're over, and I feel bad.
You smell funny, kid.
They all smell funny at this age, honestly. But yeah, I hate this.
Poor kid's probably just like, hey, Mr. Padgett.
I know,
you're like, just get out of here.
Oh, you're back.
Can I have a snack?
No.
No, get out of my house. I hate you.
I hate you.
Oh, come on. Every parent has a.
Yeah, they do.
Has
oh,
the
I know
one.
I know exactly who my friend was.
It was probably
my
you, Josh, for
well,
when you went to your friend's houses.
No, my parents just hated me.
I know which when my friend was getting home, because like nobody talked to my dad, but my one friend who did talk to my dad annoyed the crap out of my dad. Like, hi, Mr. Richard. Like,
Mr. Richard. I just love what you've done with the house,
Kelly. She's still. I love her, but man, she and like everybody kind of feared my dad a little bit, right? Because he was tall and just he just like dark and moody a little bit. But like she always just walked up to him and she, hi, Mr. Richard, how's your day? And he's like,
standing there in his tidy whiteies, bottle of Jack.
Leave me alone, kid.
Get here. Bring me my smokes.
Exactly.
I should probably just leave the house and just go to a movie or something, I guess. I guess I could do that. I'm not a big do things by myself kind of guy, though.
Oh,
so I don't know if I could do that.
You know, it's so funny. So that's kind of floating around on TikTok right now called the solo table theory. Have you heard of that?
Solo table theory?
Yeah.
No,
what an incredible segue this was.
Well, it's like a mindful self-growth concept, right? Because ask yourself this question, because I am able to go out and eat at a restaurant by myself, no problem. But there are a lot of people out there who it makes them uneasy. So can you go out to eat by yourself?
No.
Never?
No. Never even done it. Never. I can't say I've never done it? But I've never rolled into like an Olive Garden and pulled up at a booth and had my little basket of breadsticks all by myself.
No, but what about
I've
like a Chick-fil-A? You know, like it doesn't have to be a sit-down.
Zip in and out.
Never?
Never.
Wow.
I am shocked by that.
But you are habitually single. So like if you want to go do things, you are going
to
be alone.
But even when I had
the
whole
to be with
family picket fence animal situation, I still went out.
She had a daughter attached at her hips
by myself.
Yeah.
Like I still love to be by myself.
I have never done it.
Well, and they're saying like, so this is a new thing because it goes along with all the stay away from technology stuff, right? But also they say sitting alone in intentionally dining or sitting alone in public builds quiet confidence. So that's part of it.
I don't need quiet
it
confidence.
Proves you don't need constant
makes me
company,
feel awkward.
Distractions, or external validations to feel complete. But it's not just people. It is literally being able to sit in silence and observe what's going around you without having to look at your phone. And it also say that the anxiety of eating alone is largely in our heads because we think people are judging us.
No one notices you.
Most
everyone's
people,
looking at you.
They're not, though.
Yes, because they're like, oh, isn't that the other person?
Most people are so absorbed in their own little worlds.
Vote,
like, oh, no. So I think that. that a lot of people have it in their heads that eating alone automatically makes them look lonely, makes them look like, you know, they don't have any friends. But really, it says that, you know, if you're visibly comfortable being alone in a public setting, people really look at you as you're secured and self-assured. So I think that it really is, a lot of it is in our minds. But they say if you have a struggle with this, like Jeremy, if you think
I'm struggling with being alone,
well, people are going to judge you
for
eating
in a
restaurant.
Do you or a loved one struggle with being alone? Call Frank Azar. Call the strong arm.
No, but they say to go try and practice it. Go sit at a restaurant, okay, put your phone away.
So it's without your phone?
Phone too. That's part of it.
I'm not doing that, right?
I love a good dining alone experience. Like, honestly, it's fine. I've been single too for a long time, Katie. And even with girlfriends in the past, like, I'm not with them constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, a guy gets hungry. So I don't think I've had a problem with that. But if I'm just sitting there eating my food, looking around at people, that would get me a little creeped out. I love having the phone as a security blanket,
yeah,
and being able to just, you know, scroll TikTok while I'm eating my Chick-fil-A sandwich, you know? But I think that you do look a little bit creepy
when you're
not
looking at your phone.
Well, if you're just eating, making eye contact with someone,
well,
and you're sitting alone.
Not eye contact, but like looking around and observing.
No,
right?
I would stare at the people across from me and chew
straight gun.
Awkward eye contact. But they say embracing the stillness is part of this. So yeah they encourage you to put the phone away, put the devices, to simply sit with your thoughts and be fully present. What?
My thoughts would
say
this is embarrassing.
So foo-foo-y, I guess. You know,
you don't like it's all trend buzzy.
It's all trend and buzzy. Yes, thank you. I'm on my alone eating journey.
But they say what it really does, it reestablishes solitude as a form of arrival rather than an absence of connection.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. Buzzy and trendy.
Arriving
there you go.
At Chick-fil-A.
All like motivation.com right now or
They're
something.
They're calling it a power move, Jer, rather than a consolation press.
Sitting there shoving breadsticks in your mouth by yourself is a power move, huh?
So powerful.
That's a power move.
Alfredo sauce.
Have this list in front of me of the things that dads actually want for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things on the list is just to be left alone so I could smoke meats.
Oh, I thought you were going to say beef.
No, beef and smoking meats.
Okay.
Just leave me alone. That's one of my most favorite things, smoking meat. So I get it. But yeah, Father's Day's on Sunday. So don't forget, like I did. Whoops. And we want to talk about dads and all the fun things that dads say. So phone lines are wide open if you want to sound off. 303-691-1649. What were some of the dad-isms that dad used to say growing up? Things that he told you that you're kind of like, I don't know. Is that true? Like, will lightning really come through the telephone line and strike me if I'm talking on the phone?
Yeah, or just funny sayings, right? Because my dad used to say the same thing, but it was so funny every time he said it. And he had a lot of those. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like a lot of different things.
My
dad
was one of the things, like, it made me believe that, like, turning on the light in the car while you were driving at night, you were going to get pulled over right away.
Yeah.
Like, turn that light off in the back.
Or, right there.
You know, if you touch the thermostat or leave a window open, I'm not, you know, cooling down or heating up the entire neighborhood.
Coffee stunts your growth.
Yes. Yeah. I drank a lot of coffee as a child.
Did you? Shorty. So what were some of the fun things that your dad said to you? Skip the stereotypical ones. You know, like, we're not, you know, cool in the outdoors. 303-691-1649. Calls and comments. The phone lines are wide open if you guys want to sound off about dad. So what were some of the ones that your dad said, Katie?
Okay, so my dad, whenever he was like not having something, right? When it was just not okay, he would be like, well, that dog won't hunt. That dog won't even come out from under the front porch.
What?
I know. And he said it all the time.
What?
Like, constantly. Whenever he didn't like something, it was, well, that dog won't hunt. That dog won't even come out from underneath the front porch.
So it doesn't have to be a dog?
Did he just say it like that?
It never
too?
Had to do with dogs. Yes.
He's from North Dakota?
He's from North Dakota, but for whatever reason, his John Wayne kicked in to tell us about the dog under the porch. But he also, like, anytime we asked, hey, Dad, what's for dinner? He'd say, food. And then when we say, well, what kind of food, Dad? the kind you eat. Those were all the things he said all the time. And then, you lie like a cheap rug.
Yeah, that's a dad classic, too.
Yeah, so many. Oh, I
Your dad had a ton of them.
My dad had so many.
That one he always used to say, the I never wanted you. Those That was a
no,
good one.
No, shut up. He always wanted. My dad loved him. I was
I don't think you're even mine. I think
no,
that was one he said.
You
what was the
like
other one he said? Bring me my whiskey. Yeah. If you need me, I'll be passed out in the bathtub. That
no,
was a dad
no,
classic.
No, that
wasn't.
He
house,
didn't
was
say it. He just did it. That's different.
Stop looking
it's
at me, my tidy whities. Oh, Dad. Ron says, my dad told me if I drove with less than a quarter tank of gas, all the dirt from the bottom of the gas tank would get sucked into the engine and destroy my car instantly. Jeez, Dad.
Dang.
I guess that's Dad's way of telling you just to put gas in your car so yeah. You're always prepared. My dad used to convince us that every single buffet put laxatives in the food to keep people from eating too much. That was from Jennifer. That's pretty good. And then Amanda wrote in and said, my dad insisted every hotel room had hidden microphones, so we needed to be quiet on vacation. That's brilliant.
Those are smart dad moves right there.
That's like, brilliant, Amanda.
Keep those kids in line.
I got to use that one. What were the things your dad told you? 303-691-1649. Here is Ricky. Hi, Ricky. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What did your dad used to tell you?
My dad used to tell me if you had an all-nighter for like high school and you couldn't finish your homework and you stay up all night and then the next day you felt so yucky, mm-hmm. and he'd say, if you don't eat, you've got to sleep. If you don't sleep, you've got to eat. You got to feel your body somehow.
Oh.
So even when you feel crappy, when you wake up after you hold an all-nighter, you have to eat.
I
still live by it. When I feel crappy, I'm like, I either got to sleep or eat, probably.
Wise words to live
gives
by.
Gives you an excuse to pound a bunch of food in your face, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh?
I like your dad a lot.
Katie, yeah.
Now, were you pulling an all-nighter, like studying or partying?
Either.
A little bit of both. All right.
A little bit of both, yeah.
He's like, honey, but you're hungover again. You need to eat.
No, mostly not with my dad.
Yeah, right.
That's funny.
But good advice. It stuck with you, obviously, Ricky.
What was your dad's
it's
name?
Good advice. Rick.
Rick.
Oh,
Rick and Ricky.
Ricky. Yay.
Yeah. We did that.
Yep. That was you.
We did that.
That is you. Ricky, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Happy Father's Day. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye, Ricky.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if anyone else wants to sound off, I got two lines right now, 303-691-1649. Somebody on the text line, 4948, says, my dad told me squirrels remember every human they've ever met. Is that true?
I don't know, but now...
Do they hold grudges or something?
Dads
I don't
are
know.
Smart, so I'd lean towards the truth, right?
Like... Samantha wrote in and said, my dad always told us if you swallowed a fruit sticker... doctors would have to surgically remove it. I was terrified of stickers on apples for years. That's a good one. Hi, Gregory.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What did your dad used to
say
to you?
I guess it's not really a funny one, but
right.
He always told me to keep my eyes on the prize.
Keep your eye on the prize.
That's
just kind of made you work harder,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had me focus on the main goal behind what I'm trying to achieve.
Well,
yeah.
What's your main goal right now, Gregory?
Staying clean and sober.
Attaboy.
There
eye on the prize, Gregory.
Yeah.
Good
yes,
luck,
sir.
My friend. All right, good luck. Appreciate you, buddy. Couple more on the text line. My dad said every shopping cart with a wobbly wheel was deliberately made that way to slow down shoplifters.
Sticky fingers, you just watch out.
Oh, no, every shopping cart's like that. Let's see here. Chris wrote in and said, my dad claimed that all gas stations get their gas from the exact same giant underground gas tank. I believed it for years. Okay, now that's damn funny.
That is like really believable, funny. Right? Like,
yeah.
We would all believe that.
I know for me, my dad was always lecturing about never mowing the lawn when there's wet grass. If the grass is a little bit dewy or anything, he swore to me every time, if you do that, you will slide underneath the lawnmower and it will slice your legs off.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, I still think about
wow.
this to this day when I go out and try to mow the lawn. I'm like, is it dry? Is it dry? I don't want to lose a
That's
foot.
That's gory. Like,
I know, right?
My dad just said it ruins the blade, but your dad said you will die.
It'll lock my legs off, Mia.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Mia.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Hey.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Tell us about your dad. What did he tell you?
Oh, my gosh. Bless his heart. He's been gone a long time. But growing up, I was daddy's girl, and it was only me and my brother, right?
Yeah.
And so he would go, instead of saying no to me, he would say, "We'll see, Donna Kay." And I knew that meant no. And I was like, who in the hell is Donna Kay? There's only two of us.
You know? That's funny. Like, yeah. What? Did you ever find that out, what that meant?
Yeah, who's Donna Kay?
No. I used to watch sitcoms with him and stuff. There's no characters named Donna Kay. You know, and I was like, where in the hell did he get that? You know, I was like, where is that coming from?
That was my dad thing
to this day.
Isn't that such a parent thing, though? Like, every kid eventually finds out that "we'll see" means, no, it's not happening.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
But being his favorite, right? He had to let it easy. You know, it's like, don't get her all freaked out.
Oh,
don't get
so
her all
sweet.
Paranoid.
Well,
yes, so thank you.
Much love to you and your family and thoughts of your dad this Sunday, all right?
Yes.
All right, y'all. Same to you.
Thank you. Have a good day. A couple more that came in on the text line. My dad always told us that every family has one designated person who's naturally good at finding parking spots, and it was only him.
What?
Okay, that's a strange one. And this one made me laugh. Who was it? Andy wrote in. My dad told me not to whistle indoors because it confused the smoke detectors. That's a dad right there that is sick of his kids whistling in the house. I guarantee you that. Guaranteed. Sharon called in. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So what are the fun things your dad used to tell you?
My father, when my mom and my dad would be watching TV, he would start dozing off. And my mom would look over and be like, "Arnie, you need to wake up." He'd be like, "I'm not falling asleep. I'm just resting my eyes."
Oh, Arnie. You're a liar.
Yeah, we know you're sleeping.
Arnie's a liar.
Come on.
That is a dad classic right there. "I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes." Sharon, that's funny. Thank you. Here's Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is hilarious.
All right, what's your fun dad story?
Okay, my dad was a sheriff for many, many years, and from the time I can just remember being like 4 or 5 years old, he would always look at me when I was doing something wrong, and he would say, "If you ever go to jail, don't call me. I'm not going to bail you out."
At 4 years old?
Yeah.
You were into some stuff, though, weren't you?
Right?
At 4, yeah.
Well, yeah, I was a little nippersnicker, and I still am. So, you know, but I stayed out of jail, so it was good advice.
Okay. He kept you scared.
You're scared
exactly.
Straight. You never shoplift ever again.
Funny.
She waited until she was 7 to start shoplifting.
Exactly.
There we go. So funny. Thank you, everybody, for your calls and comments. Absolutely fantastic. We appreciate you listening.